joined by Martin Chulov, who's in a hospital in eastern Tripoli. Martin, what's the scene there?
It's a scene of organised chaos here. The emergency room, the triage room just inside the hospital, is awash with blood and iodine and people trying to clean up as fast as they can as more patients come in. What we're dealing with here is a large number of Gaddafi loyalists who were injured in fighting late yesterday. They've been brought in for treatment this morning. Many of them in particularly bad shape. A couple of them look quite emaciated, haven't eaten or drunk for a couple of days, and they've got some severe wounds. The doctors here say that they're being treated just the same as any other patient would be. There's no discrimination, and that they will show them, or that they will educate them in the ways of the new Libya by treating them as they would any other patient.
The New York Times said yesterday could have been the bloodiest day so far. Is that how you're seeing it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was a particularly lethal afternoon, especially in the central part of Tripoli in the south center. There was a fierce battle that ensued in the suburb of Abu Salim and leading towards Bab al-Azizia, where an apartment complex was assaulted by the rebels and was defended heavily by regime loyalists. The rebels were speculating that there may have been some high targets inside that building. There weren't. However, there was a fierce firefight for it. It did seem to be a part of town that the regime loyalists had rallied to and regrouped and were prepared to defend, and the fighting was a full-on battle.
Do you know how it ended? Did the rebels succeed in sort of flushing loyalists out of the tower blocks?
Well, that's the version of events we're getting, and I think it's probably right. I think the rebels were decisive in that battle. Judging by the numbers of Gaddafi loyalists that are coming this way, I think they did suffer quite a blow. I mean, there may well be other hospitals in town where the rebels have gone to, I don't know. But it does seem to be that there is no more fighting today. The rebels are still in control of the area, so I dare say they did prevail in that battle.
The National Transitional Council has said they want to move the government from Benghazi to Tripoli. Is it in any state to be able to do that?
Not really. They know very well that they have to get here as soon as they can and establish some order to avoid things decaying. You know, just in terms of civic services, it's very important that rubbish is picked up, for example, that water continues to flow, that the electricity stops, and that oil can get into the city. And they're talking often about getting here as soon as they can, and are saying that some of them are actually in place already and ready to do business. I don't think that's quite the case. I think they're still on their way. What we are seeing are large numbers of rebels from the east arrive. As we're arriving at the hospital, there were large numbers of battle trucks from Misrata and from Benghazi for the very first time that had made it to Tripoli. So that seemed to be a symbolic breakthrough for the eastern rebels, who hadn't been able to advance too far up until the past week. But in terms of the political administration, it's not a stable city, and you know, they really don't have a base here yet, but they will need to have one very soon.
What's the latest on the hunt for Gaddafi and his family? They weren't in the tower block, but you were talking yesterday about the fighting in to the east of the airport, and their forces are going into Sirte. You know, what's the latest?
I think it's a fair guess that in the areas that are being bitterly contested, there is a strong regime presence. It doesn't necessarily mean Gaddafi. It's probably not Gaddafi. If he was in one of those areas, then he's going to be found soon enough. It could well be members of the immediate family or senior regime officials, for example, generals or ministers or people like that. So where is he? You know, people are guessing, people are speculating. The best guess is still in Tripoli. It would have been very hard for him to slip away. He's not a low-profile person. So I would say that in or around Tripoli and laying particularly low.
In the last sort of 24 hours, it's emerged that there have been sort of atrocities on both sides. Is there any sort of change in that?
It's something that the rebels seem very, very keen to, the rebel leadership very, very keen to hose down, and also to deter any of their young charges, most of whom didn't have a weapon until Sunday, and all of a sudden they find themselves standing at checkpoints with weapons that were looted from government armories as the loyalists fled. Now, there is a lot of warning going out from the rebels to not use this time, this vacuum, as a chance to wreak out vendettas. And we have seen some killings on both sides. I think they're pretty well documented, but there's a lot of strident warnings from the rebels in particular not to let there be any more.
Okay, Martin. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.